Hello and welcome to the Purple Orange podcast, where we shine a light on the stories of people with disability in our community. I'm your host, Belle Owen, and I'm thrilled to be bringing you the second episode in our series, which delves into the concept of internalized ableism. Ableism is something that is everywhere. When something is in the air that we breathe, of course it's inside of us. I have to work every day against society's external views and understanding of my value and challenge that all of the time. So even though I would consider myself a proud disabled woman, internalized ableism is something that I still challenge in my daily life. In this episode, we hear Lily Durkin's story of internalized ableism, which she shares with Kerry Shear.
So internalized ableism means to me taking on the negative thoughts and the barriers surrounding disability and putting that onto oneself to just benefit the masses, to just benefit society, which is so the opposite of what we should be doing. But it's such a battle for me and for, I'm sure, other people with disabilities.
That's Lily Durkin. The first time she remembers experiencing internalized ableism, she was only in the second grade, though it'd be many years before she knew what that phrase meant. She was on a school camp, and everyone was heading out for a walk. But for some reason, she didn't have her wheelchair, and she couldn't go on the walk without it. She looked around at her classmates and her teachers, and she realized none of them were aware of her situation.
So I then started getting, like, internally, I remember that feeling of like, oh, but, you know, if they have to go and get my wheelchair for me, then my friends aren't going to be able to go straight away, and I don't want to create this awkward situation for people. Maybe I'll just stay behind. Maybe I'll just say I don't want to. Maybe I'll just say I'm sick. I don't feel well and I don't want to go for the walk. I'll just miss out. That's fine. I think for me, that was probably the first time that I experienced what I obviously now know as internalized ableism. But at the time, I was just this little person just trying to navigate the world and not upset anyone. And honestly, probably try to shrink myself down a little bit so that I would fit.
Here's another example. She was about to start year 12.
In year 12, we were meant to have this really cool space where us year 12s could hang out at lunchtime and all of that kind of thing. And it always used to be up in this building that didn't have a lift, nothing, was completely inaccessible. Until I came along, there hadn't been a disabled person who'd gotten to year 12.
Just like a repeat of that camp in second grade, none of her classmates or teachers were aware of her situation.
Oh, it was so terrifying, of the fear of missing out. And so my mum helped me to advocate, because at that point I still need support. You know, every disabled person needs support. But she supported me to say, hey, like, just FYI, I'm going to be in year 12 in a few weeks. If that's going to be where the year 12s hang out, I'm literally not going to be able to hang out with my friends for an entire year.
Once she brought it to their attention, the school actioned it immediately. But that's when internalized ableism kicked in.
They just said a blanket, like, we're moving it, this is where it's going to be, and there was no mention of me. So then this whole influx came of all my peers in my year level going, why did they move it? You know, it was so much better in up there. You know, I hate that they've moved it. And so for weeks, I was just sitting in class, just like pit in my stomach, just so upset that I'd caused this fuss, that I'd made this change and that everyone hated it. And clearly, you know, why did I do that? You know, it was fine. I would have made it work. I would have just dealt with it. And yeah, that was a really difficult experience, that kind of the feeling that I'd advocated for myself for once, but it had caused an issue for my peers.
Moments like this are peppered throughout Lily's life, but there was one particular area where internalized ableism really stung.
I was one of those like young, like teenagers that would always think, I when I grow up, I want to be a mum and have babies and everything. But then I'd kind of stop myself. every time I tried to think about, you know, daydream about having babies, because I'd always have that jump of thinking, no, why think about that? Because it's not happening.
And the reason she didn't see it happening for herself was that she didn't see any parents with disability.
If you don't see it, you don't think that it's possible. I would, you know, look up mum with a disability. You know, I'd try to do my own research on Google because I didn't see anything. And if there was even just an article that had a picture of a mum, you know, she was sitting in a wheelchair and she had her son on her lap or something like that, there'd be comments being like, that's going to be a really hard life for that kid. You know, he's going to have to care for his mum. You know, that's so bad to put that on a child. Me being 12 or 13 at that point, I'd read that and I'd be like, oh no, maybe I shouldn't put that on my child, because clearly if people are saying it's so horrible, why should I have a baby? Why should I do it? And also then, because my whole life had just been this medical model of, you know, protecting my body and making sure nothing ever happens to it, and, you know, doing all these surgeries to make it better and better and better. So I was always so concerned and so worried to talk to a doctor and be like, hey, do you think I could carry a baby? Because I was just so scared that they'd be like, no, why would you even think about affecting your body like that? And it's like, because I want a baby, because I want to be a mum and have a child. I was not able to talk about disability and motherhood and having a baby until I got pregnant. Until it was a thing. You're not gonna sleep, are you? Come here.
That little baby you're hearing is Elsie. That's her second child. She also has a child, Jack, who is about to start kindergarten.
He was a complete surprise then. As soon as I saw those two lines, all that maternal instinct and hope and love and, you know, wish to be a mum just took over. It just like broke free. I didn't even think about the fact that I was 20, so young and having a baby. I was just like, it's actually happened. You know, no one can point me in a different direction now. That's genuinely all I felt. I did not feel any kind of fear.
Lily and her partner were super excited to become parents. Pregnancy was a happy time. And yet, internalized ableism still followed Lily there.
You can see my physical differences from the get-go. So when I had, you know, a pregnant belly, the second time round I was a bit like, yep, this is me, this is what it is. But when I was pregnant with Jack, although I was so connected to him and I was so in awe of us and what I was doing, at that point I was so internally ableistic that I didn't want to take pictures and share it, because I didn't want to make people uncomfortable about the body that they were looking at, and that I looked different to the average pregnant body. With Elsie's pregnancy, completely different. I shared it all, and people would message me and be like, it's really amazing to see, you know, pregnancy on a disabled body. You know, that's so cool. And I didn't think that that would be the reaction when I was pregnant with Jack, so I didn't do pictures. Looking back, that's so sad.
While the feelings of internalized ableism were heightened during pregnancy, it was nothing compared to the storm that would hit when Jack was born. All those years of reading negative comments about parents with disability, it was always going to have an effect.
I felt like I had something lacking for Jack that I needed to then overcompensate and be this incredible mum and have everything together, the house always clean, 0 ounce of any kind of struggle, in order to prove that I could still be a good mum even if I had a disability. I was burning out. I just ended up just keeping Jack and I at home, just in our own little bubble, so that people didn't judge us or judge me.
Lily was stuck in this dark cloud at home for 3 months when she finally forced herself out the door to meet her mother's group.
I don't know if it was just a longing to belong or just an intrinsic like thought and knowledge that if I kept myself in this cloudy space that I wouldn't be able to get out without help. So I was just like, no, I need to get us to this place.
And the cloud started to lift.
I think it was the help of my mum's group, to be honest, of those experiences of sharing motherhood and the struggles that they had too, that I didn't even think that they could have. It really helped me open up and say, hey, okay, you're experiencing this too. Okay, it's not just because I'm disabled. It's just because I'm a mum and it's tough and sometimes motherhood's really hard. So yeah, I think that's when slowly, it wasn't like a whisk away of the cloud. I think it was a slow drift away for me.
So currently, Lily's doing great. She loves being a mom. She's got deep friendships and a loving relationship. But still, her journey with internalized ableism is far from over. She had a recent attack, in fact. It was when she went to Jack's future kindergarten.
We couldn't get in because there was a gate and it was too high for me to reach. So straight away, I was hit, like I was back when he was a newborn, hit head on with this intense feeling of internalized ableism, this fear. My heart was going a million miles per hour. I was so nervous. I was embarrassed. Like, does that then mean that I'm never going to be able to take my son to kindy by myself? So then I had to text the director and be like, hello, I'm here, but I can't get in. She got to the door. She obviously noticed that I was short stature. She was like, oh, I'm really sorry. Like, we will figure that out. You and me together, don't stress. We will figure that out. That's something actually that I'm still having to navigate. I think it's in my court to follow up, which it's not ideal.
Lily says it's exhausting forever trying to shape society to fit you when it isn't designed for you. But to hit pause and take a break, it's just not an option she's willing to take. Because that's when internalized ableism will catch her.
I know it probably sounds kind of small to other people because it's a gate. But I think this is something that I need to do for me. Because otherwise I think I might maybe go a step backwards and start, you know, fitting, you know, myself around the world again instead of the other way around. So we'll see.
I think your child might be telling us that the interview is over.
I think so. Yeah. Tell me more. Hello. Chaos.
I'll just miss out. That's fine. Those words resonated so strongly with me when I listened to Lily's story because it's something that I have thought hundreds of times in my life as a disabled woman. You think that inconveniencing yourself more to inconvenience others less is the path of less friction, and so therefore the better option to take. And this is just one of the forms that internalized ableism can take. When we're fine with missing out, it might be something as small as a family dinner or a trip to the park, or something as huge and life-changing as parenthood, or a promotion, or a visible place in society. Challenging internalized ableism means we need to stop being fine with just missing out. It's not fine. Join us next time for the Purple Orange podcast, where we'll dive deeper into the world of parenting with disability by chatting to parents Michaela Crotty and Mike Taggart. We'll also hear the unique perspective from their kids on what it's like to be raised by a parent with disability. If you have a story you'd like to share or feedback on the podcast, please get in touch. You can reach us on Facebook, email us at stories@purpleorange.org.au or call 08-8373-8388 or visit our website at purpleorange.org.au. I'm Belle Owen. Thanks for listening.